The New Services Division of Akashvani presents Employment News.
Welcome to Employment News, your comprehensive guide to the latest job opportunities across various sectors with Renu Kataria. Stay tuned as we bring you updates on job vacancies and government recruitment notifications to help you navigate the competitive job market. So let's begin with the job applications. Shaheed Bhagat Singh Evening College invites applications for the position of assistant professors across various departments, including commerce, economics, English, geography, Hindi, and political science at the academic pay level 10 as per 7th CPC. Prospective candidates may submit their applications online within 3 weeks from the date of this advertisement's publication in Employment News. Detailed information regarding qualifications, the number of posts available, and the application process can be found on the college website www.sbsec.org. The Government of India is inviting applications from eligible Indian males for 466 vacancies in the General Reserve Engineer Force under the Border Roads Organization, BRO. Available positions include draughtsman, supervisor administration, turner, machinist, driver mechanical transport OG, driver road roller OG, and operating excavating machinery OG. Successful applicants will receive a competitive salary and allowances as per government standards. For detailed eligibility and application information, please visit the official BRO website. This is a valuable opportunity to contribute to India's border infrastructure. Please go on to the website www.marvels.bro.gov.in for further details. The Ministry of Health and Family Welfare, Government of India, is inviting applications for the position of Deputy Director, Administration at new AIIMS in Gorakhpur, Deoghar, Darbhanga and Rewari under the Pradhan Mantri Swasthya Suraksha Yojana or PMSSY. This role is available on a transfer on deputation basis with the basic pay at level 13 of the 7th CPC. Interested candidates should submit their applications within 45 days from the advertisement's publication in Employment News along with attested copies of relevant documents. The period of deputation would typically not exceed 3 years and the maximum age limit for applicants is 56 years. Eligible candidates include officers from central or state governments and autonomous bodies holding analogous post or those at the level of deputy secretary with at least 5 years of service at level 12 as per the 7th CPC pay matrix. All shortlisted candidates will be called for an interview based on their bio data. For updates, candidates can check the PMSSY division's website mohfw.gov.in. The Software Technology Parks of India or STPI under the Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology invites applications for various Group A, SNT and non-SNT positions. STPI with 65 centers nationwide focuses on boosting IT industry innovation and supporting emerging technologies like IoT, blockchain and cybersecurity. Current openings under Member Technical Staff Scientist C Pay Level 11 and Member Technical Staff Scientist Pay Level 13A. Candidates must possess relevant degrees and experience with opportunities for absorption, direct recruitment and deputation. Additionally, there is a vacancy for Senior Administrative Officer A7 Pay Level 11 requiring a graduate with extensive administrative experience. STPI promotes a diverse workforce and encourages candidates from all backgrounds to apply. For more details on qualifications and application procedures, please refer to the official employment notice on the website stpi.in/en. GAIL India Limited, a Maharatna PSU and the leading natural gas company in India, is excited to announce career opportunities across various disciplines at the E1 and E2 grades. As a pioneer in transitioning to a clean fuel future, GAIL is committed to integrating all aspects of the natural gas value chain, encompassing exploration, production, processing, and trading. GAIL invites applications from Indian nationals who meet the eligibility criteria for multiple positions, including senior engineers in renewable energy, boiler operations, mechanical, electrical, chemical, and more. With a focus on diversity and inclusion, various roles are identified as suitable for persons with disabilities. GAIL offers one of the most competitive compensation packages in the industry, along with ample opportunities for growth and professional development. For details, kindly go on to the website www.gailonline.com. Hindustan Aeronautics Limited, or HAL, at its Nasik division, seeks qualified professionals for multiple executive roles on a short-term basis. Candidates are encouraged to visit the websites for detailed eligibility criteria and application procedures. This rolling advertisement promises exciting career prospects for motivated individuals eager to contribute to environmental and aeronautical sectors. For details, kindly go on to the website www.hal-india.co.in. The Ministry of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare is inviting applications for the position of stenographer grade 1 sub office cadre group B non-gazetted under the Directorate of Marketing and Inspection. Four positions are available across various locations: one at the sub-office in Guntur and three at regional offices in Mumbai, Kolkata and Lucknow. Candidates will be appointed on a deputation basis with a pay structure in pay band 2 and a grade pay of ₹4,200. The completed applications should reach the Undersecretary, Administration, Ministry of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare, Head Office, NH4, Faridabad, within 60 days from the advertisement's publication date in the employment newspaper. Interested individuals can find the eligibility criteria on the directorate's official website www.dmi.gov.in. Thank you for tuning in to today's edition of Employment News. We hope you found the information valuable and insightful. For further details and more vacancies, you may pursue the employment newspaper or go on to their website www.employmentnews.gov.in. The Employment News is also published in Hindi and Urdu by the Publication Division of Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Remember to stay proactive in your job search and keep exploring new avenues for career growth. Join us next time for more exciting job updates. Until then, stay motivated and keep striving for success. Goodbye and have a productive day ahead.
That was today's Employment News. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. It is also available on our mobile app and website, newsonair.com. You may email your suggestions and comments about this program on airnsdtalks@gmail.com with employment news as the subject.